You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. Still to come on the program about an hour from now. Calling in from Tennessee, I believe, Dale Jackson on WVNN and Yellowhammer News. But joining us on the line now, it's my pleasure to introduce our next guest. First time he's been on, Mobile County District Attorney Keith Blackwood's on the line. Keith, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you for coming on. We do appreciate it. How's it going so far? You and I haven't talked really at all, but you got to add an election cycle and you're getting acclimated. What's the job been like?
The job's been great, and we've made a lot of progress since I took office in January of last year. We have worked through over 12,000 felony cases in circuit court alone, and our number of pending cases has gone down, which when I took office, that number of pending cases in circuit court hadn't gone down in about 5.5 years. And so that was a really big focus of mine, because as everybody knows, you know, we had a tremendous backlog of cases, partially due to the pandemic, and working through that, to make justice swift again was, one of my primary focuses.
Well, let's hit on the topic at hand. And I spend a lot of time talking about what's going on in other parts of the state just because they're getting all the screaming headlines. But as far as Mobile County goes, what's your perception? Do we really have these woes that like a Montgomery or Birmingham are having with gang problems or whatnot? But because if we are, it doesn't seem to be quite as noticeable.
We certainly do have gang issues in Mobile County. I know Birmingham and Montgomery in particular have had some really big problems that have made the news. Our issues with gangs, we've really been able to target them with some kind of technology initiatives that Mobile Police Department and the Sheriff's Office and some other agencies have been using. And we're able to identify them kind of online through a social media presence. And we flag those cases at the district attorney's office. We take them very seriously. And we're especially seeing a big problem with juvenile gang members. And this law that you referenced last week and this, been talked about, very important law, but it really doesn't address the juvenile gang problem as much as I think it should.
Well, that was my sort of quip about it was this, like, we passed it. Are prosecutors just not using it or aware of it? Because you passed this, and they had to really change all the language to satisfy some of the Democrats in the state Senate. But the law is on the books, yet here it is. And it just seems that this is perception. It may not be the reality, but there's been a spike since the law was passed in the gang problem. And when do we really get to go at it? But the way you explained it to me, it was like, look, there has to be like an underlying crime here before you could pursue that statute.
That's right. The statute is really a sentencing enhancement, and it took effect September 1st of last year. So these cases, a lot of them are pending grand jury. A very few of them have been indicted, but we really haven't gotten to the point yet where we have a sentencing, where we're able to apply a sentencing enhancement. That time's going to come, and we're absolutely going to be using this criminal enterprise enhancement statute. It's got some pretty tough sentences behind it, and we will certainly be utilizing that.
Well, unless, other than the juvenile problem, or did you say this law doesn't really address, what would be beneficial? What should the legislature look at as far as giving you, as a prosecutor, more tools to deal with some of these problems?
If I were granted my wish list, I think we need more prisons in Alabama. Right now, there's not a lot of prison space. Over 80% of the people that are in prison are in for horribly violent offenses. We need more space there. We also need more prosecutors. I was able to get some additional funding from the city and the county to hire a few more prosecutors. That's one of the big reasons that I've been able to work through the backlog that we had. But if you look at the American Bar Association standards for the number of cases that any attorney should be handling and the types of cases that we handle, the heavy lifting that we have to do, I'd probably need double the number of prosecutors if we were to have a truly efficient justice system. I think that's a problem across the state, especially in the larger jurisdictions. But I'm a state agency. I get about a little over $2 million of funding from the state. I make up for the rest of it locally. You look at indigent defense, and the state, just in Mobile County alone, pays over $7 or $8 million for indigent defense. So it seems like that indigent defense is funded, way more than prosecutors are. And I think that's something that needs a really serious look at the state level, fully funding prosecutor offices.
What do you think the disconnect here is in Alabama? Because my assumption that I operate on, and we're a red state, and the voters or the people in the state sort of, I think, kind of coalesce around the idea about being tough on crime, and that we should have a criminal justice system that in some ways also serves as a deterrent. But when it comes to like just having what we need in place, or what you need in place, I should say, to execute a tough on crime sort of criminal justice system, we're not really getting that, are we? I mean, it just seems like we're really slow getting out of first gear, at least.
Well, I think a lot of it is that, our state, you're right, our state is very rich. It's a very diverse state. We have just a very small number of larger jurisdictions, and the crime that we're seeing in, Birmingham, Montgomery, here in Mobile, maybe Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, the crime over the last several decades is different. You have a lot younger people committing crime. You have a lot more violent crimes. The technology aspect of it makes prosecutions very complicated. And I don't think the funding structure, especially for the larger jurisdictions, has really kept up with that. Our funding structure in DA's offices was kind of started in the 1970s under the current system that we have. It relied on a lot of fees and, what we call kind of gimmick funding methods, bad check unit, the recovery unit that helps recover restitution and court costs from convicted defendants. And those things have kind of gone by the wayside. And so the larger offices, especially in our state, are not funded to the extent that they should be. And I think that's something that's going to be talked about in this next legislative session coming up early next year.
We're joined by Keith Blackwood. He is the Mobile County District Attorney here on the program. You mentioned wanting more prisons and more prison space, and does it seem like there's like an undercurrent here of like, no, that's not the solution. And somewhere along the way, we got off track here. Maybe it was George Floyd or whatever, but the policing, there's really this promotion of these, like, I don't know what you would call them, alternative methods, de-escalation or whatever. The emphasis is put on those things and less just like locking criminals up and putting them away and maybe rehabilitating them, and so you don't have this problem anymore.
I think there's a perception in the public that prisons are full of nonviolent offenders or petty drug users. That's just not the case. The vast majority of people that are in prison for violent crimes. There is a rehabilitative aspect to what we do for low-level offenders, nonviolent offenders, and I think that's important. You know, treating mental health issues or drug addiction, things like that, is important for preventing crime down the road. But I do think we need more prisons. You know, there's plenty of violent crime out there, and as much as we try to prevent it, there's always going to be violent crime. So we need a place to put those offenders to keep all of our community safe.
Yeah, and what about that, though? Have policing methods changed? Or I mean, I guess you're kind of new at this job, but I assume you're familiar with it. But, like, are we, I don't know, necessarily soft on crime, but there's something going on here where, you know, 5 years ago, you didn't have some of these problems. Is it like another drug on the street that is changing people's behavior? I mean, what's changed to create, at least in my perception, is that things have gotten a little worse out there, out on the streets?
I think nationally, there's been an attack on our police. I think that's unfortunate. I've been in office almost 2 years now. I worked as a prosecutor coming up on 17 years now. But I really saw an assault on the police and the media during the Obama administration. There were some kind of nationwide events that happened. And there's been this narrative that's anti-law enforcement. I think that has been a huge detriment to our partners in law enforcement. And it's something that they've had to deal with. They've had to adapt. There's a lot more focus on kind of public relations in the community. That's something that they've had to do with this national narrative that's been against law enforcement. You also have a lot of nonprofit organizations that are trying to open the doors of the prison, let violent offenders out. That's something that we've had to combat quite a bit during my time here at the DA's office.
Well, the politics of it, and I don't really have a grasp of Mobile County like I should, but there seems to be kind of a mixed bag. Like, you have the lot of constituents who are wanting to tough on crime, but do you ever get the sense that there are people out there that think we're too tough on crime, or that we need to be a little softer? I mean, I don't know that that exists, but that seems to be the direction of our politics in a lot of places around Alabama.
I mean, by and large, the people that I come into contact with, and that's across the entire community, across all demographics, they want law and order in the community. And, you know, there are places in Mobile County where the crime is particularly bad. You talk to the people that live there, they want the police, they want prosecutions. They want to feel safe in their homes. And, you know, that's something that we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to put the bad guys in jail and keep them out of the communities.
Well, and that's, you know, some places, I guess it's just that. They just don't maybe necessarily have the resources. What about that? I mean, everywhere it seems in Alabama right now, even down here in Mobile, I mean, you have some kind of drama, some kind of turmoil involved with the police department, and the police, maybe they're understaffed or they have a morale problem or whatever. How much are you dealing with that at your level of it, just like knowing that there's criminals on the street that maybe are just maybe not being apprehended or dealt with?
Well, we've got great law enforcement agencies here, the sheriff's office, the Mobile Police Department. You know, most of the municipalities are pretty good. We've done a lot of work with the city of Pritchard and the Pritchard Police Department to try to help them out. But, you know, morale has been a problem, like I said, since I started seeing this in the national media during the Barack Obama administration. Yeah, there's really this national narrative that is anti-law enforcement. Here on the local level, I think most people trust the police. Most people support the police. And, you know, we certainly work with them on a daily basis to try to prosecute these crimes.
Well, and you said on your wish list, more prisons beyond that, I mean, is there another statute to enhance penalties, or what else can you, where else at the state level where they write these laws do you think there needs to be some work?
Well, I think truth in sentencing needs to be pushed. We have sentencing guidelines that were pushed onto prosecutors about 15, 20 years ago. You know, you've got the 13A is our criminal code. You've got the statute that gives you the range of punishment for felonies and misdemeanors. Then they push these sentencing guidelines that are presumptive in drug cases and property cases. And then they're voluntary for violent crime offenses. But generally, sentencing guidelines, the sentences are much less than what they would be under the statute. And then, you know, to make matters worse, the rules and the laws on parole allow offenders to get out early. So, you know, we may get a sentence of 15, 20 years for certain offenses, but they're going to be out in a matter of a handful of years because we don't have truth in sentencing. That's something that's been promised to us ever since these sentencing guidelines came out, and it has not happened as of yet.
Keith, appreciate your time this morning. Let's do this again real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Keith Blackwood, the Mobile County District Attorney there. We got to get a break here. I'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.